John McCarthy, City of Dundas, Dundas City Administrator, joining us now. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Jeff.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, in spite of the dampness out there.
Yeah, did you get hit? Much damage from Dundas?
It was interesting watching it with the sirens, you know, going off and the sky turning green and that sort of stuff, but nothing happened, really.
No, it just rained for
just
a while.
Just rain, yeah. Rain, a little wind, but
breeze
not much.
Breeze picked up a little bit. Yeah. Today is August the 28th, coming up in a few days. Detour days.
Oh, yes.
All right. You looking forward to that?
I'm going to be, yep, I'll be here. It's
What will you be doing?
What will I be doing? Well,
do you have an assignment?
I probably do have some assignments with Sertoma. I know the Northfield Sertoma Club works the beer garden as far as selling buttons to raise money for
oh, good.
Both Sertoma and DJJD days. So.
Mm-hmm. Good deal. All right. Well, that's once again coming up Saturday, I'm presuming. Is that Saturday or
well,
Monday?
It starts Thursday night. It's, you know, the beer garden, of course, opens Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So.
All right. Party Central. Yep. Sounds good. Let's talk about the Dundas City Council meeting last night. What were the hot topics on the council's agenda?
Well, there were a couple things. There was some discussion about the 2019 NAFRS budget. We did council did approve the 2019 levy for taxes for the citizens of Dundas and property owners and funding that. We had a couple discussions about a workshop discussions regarding amending the solar ordinance and also preliminary discussion on a request for proposals for architectural services for a new city hall. So moving forward on several issues, and was a good meeting.
Let's start off with the NAFRS and the budget. How did that go?
Well, it's the determination last night. We had taken a look at the NAFRS budget request. That's the Northfield Area Fire and Rescue Service, which Dundas is a member of, there were. There's two requests and every year it becomes budget two budgetary requests. One of the requests is for the operating budget, and that basically takes care of the day-to-day operations. The other request is for a capital budget, which is in this year is especially large because of the proposed purchase of a new pumper. So the council mostly discussed the operating budget. There was some concern about some recent expenditures that don't appear to be in the 2018 budget, and also don't appear. One of them does not appear to have been indicated as an expenditure in the 2019 budget when the 2019 budget was proposed. So the council still is looking for some more information. They did postpone a decision on that specific budget.
What were the items?
The items are primarily deal with some expenditures that seemed unusual. One that was an unusual expenditure was a necessary emergency expenditure, but the way that the Dundas City Council is used to doing this type of thing is that it looks like there's some confusion as to whether the expenditure was made in an appropriate manner, that the decision to spend the money was made was made in accordance with the procedures that were laid out and are understood as to be part of the process.
How big of an expenditure is this?
Yeah, I don't know yet. We don't know exactly what the expenditure is. The board has not received a bill, I don't think there's any discussion that the expenditure is a necessary expenditure. It's just that was the authority to make that expenditure there is the question.
Okay.
And so we don't even know what the expenditure is yet. I've received an estimate of what the expenditure is, but I don't know what the council does not know. So they'd like some further information on that, on the process used to to approve that expenditure.
You'd mentioned the new City Hall. Is that moving forward in 2019?
Well, we hope it'll be moving forward in 2019. Mm-hmm. We're further along than we've ever been.
Okay.
So what the process is right now is that the council is finalizing the details of the request for proposal, which we'll ask. We're going to ask for architectural and construction services. It's going to have to be bid out, but basically the proposal will be that we will have some folks that are interested in putting together the City Hall project for us to bid out and mm-hmm. Most likely do the construction management. So basically working on the program, the timing, that type of thing, and finalizing some of those issues. So staff intends to come back next meeting with a finalized RFP for approval by the council, and if council approves it, hopefully sometime in we'll be able to receive some information sometime in October. So
let's talk about the scope of that, because at one time you were talking about that being just part of a development that would include really kind of the whole block of where the schoolhouse used to be.
Correct.
Many years ago. If you've been along, I guess that has been gone for a long, long time now.
Right.
Is that still in the works? Is the request for proposal part of a larger deal? Or?
It's not part of a larger deal. We did have a response to the original request for proposal, and we are still working with the developer on the developing of the rest of the block. There were quite a few complications, legal complications, with their proposal as far as City Hall. So it basically is... The ownership question and how it was paid for on that specific property mm-hmm. or portion of the property was not able to be resolved. So, but we do have the other portion of the property, the development into commercial and residential multi-use, we're moving along on that portion also. So basically the project became split.
So this will be built, could be built separately from everything else.
Could be built separately, could be built. That does not mean that the folks that were involved the first time or involved with the project could not come back and respond to the RFP and for the City Hall in the manner that that the city is working at it now.
Once again, we're talking with John McCarthy, Dundas City Administrator. John, let's talk about the solar ordinance, and we have talked about that a couple of times. What did the council do last night? Did they take action on this?
Actually, it was in a workshop session.
Okay.
The council and the Planning Commission have been working on this since last December, when mm-hmm. the city enacted an interim moratorium, which basically prohibited the construction of ground-mounted solar while the city studied their ordinance, driven by the realization that the original solar ordinance in the city never contemplated a freestanding quote-unquote solar garden or solar or mm-hmm. large solar array. The contemplation was always that when the ordinance was written, is that solar would be an accessory use to businesses, to homes, that type of thing.
Up on the roof, basically.
On the roof, or sometimes even in the backyard, or mm-hmm. especially with a business that many times they may not have. They may want to put it in other areas than the roof, but basically roof mounted would be as an accessory use to a principal use.
All right.
And so the council and planning commission spent a lot of time on taking a look at this. Eventually, the gist of the ordinance and the amendment is that solar will not be permitted as a principal use on a property in Dundas. Is that solar will still be permitted as accessory uses. Even a large array could possibly be built as part of a planned unit development, but that would be part of the PUD type mm-hmm. permissions. But as far as a single use on a property, it would not be permitted.
All right. Anything else, John?
That's pretty much it. We're just finishing up the first budget cycle. Now we start into the budget cycle for our utility bills, mm-hmm. or for our utility system. Right. So
it never ends.
It doesn't end, right? By the time we get done with one and approve it, we got to start working on the next year's.
All right. John, thank you so much for joining us. Have a wonderful detour days. Enjoy yourself. Maybe okay. I'll stop by and
sounds
have
good.
You serve me a
right, well,
button or whatever you do.
Right. Well, you get to buy the button and then you get to go in and buy the beer.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
John, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Jeff.
John McCarthy from the city of Dundas.